man. Getting ahead a couple of times and just...
Yeah, it's such a difficult one to take. Saying that, the boys, they've worked so hard. They've played the way that we'd worked on all week. And to, you know, score three goals away from home and still come away with a defeat. A couple of freak goals in there, which probably sums us up this season. But I've seen that, the boys, when you're at the top of the league, you get those breaks, but when you're at the bottom end, they go against you. But there's no point in having a heads down. I think they can be proud of how they performed today. But the only people who can rectify it is all the players and myself at the moment. So back in the Monday morning, work as hard as we can all week again. Look forward to the game next week against Falkirk.
Some really positive signs in there, you could say, the way he's moving forward
anyway. Well, definitely. At the end of the day, it's still a defeat. But if you look for positives, as I said, I think we controlled large parts of the game. I think we moved the ball well at times. Created numerous opportunities, I thought, and scored three good goals. To be fair, Dunfermline had a couple of chances as well out with their goals, but the two goals that, you know, that we've lost, the one that's, I think it's came off Webbing, Hutts, it's just freak of nature. But I say that's how our season's been so far. But there's no point in feeling sorry for ourselves. We've just got to keep working hard, and I've said to the boys, if they work that hard and they keep playing that way, it will turn for them very quickly. Okay, thank you.